Brought to you by Black Knight. It's the technology.ie podcast, episode 12 for Thursday, January 5th, 2012, with Michaela Nealon and Conor Muinichon. Hello and welcome to the technology.ie podcast. My name is Conor Muinichon, not in the studio this time. I'm in Black Knight HQ in Michaela Nealon's office. Michaela, thank you for inviting me today.
You're welcome, Conor. It's good to see you in person as opposed to over the interwebs.
This is episode 12. It's Thursday, January 5th, and we're kicking off a new year. We're full of New Year resolutions. We're going to talk about SOPA and GoDaddy, which we mentioned before Christmas, Michaela, and have become, I think, bigger news since then, and more has happened indeed over Christmas. We also missed the Irish Data Commissioner report on Facebook. We'll talk about that as well. And we're going to talk about Black Knight's January sale, which is in full swing at the moment. But first of all, Michaela, tell me, did Santi come to you?
He did. I got a load of CDs off my Amazon wish list, so I'm quite happy, and a couple of books, including a very interesting book about Jeff Bezos from Amazon.
All right, very good.
Bezos is one of those characters that's always fascinated me.
Yeah.
And it goes through the kind of, well, the history of how Amazon grew from being, you know, books only through to offering everything, including the kitchen sink.
And including the Kindle, and now selling selling books digitally and giving you the means to order those and read those and consume those as well.
Yes. Do you have a Kindle yourself?
I don't know, but it's high on the list, high on the wish list, but that wish list, I think, is going to have to wait until later in the year. The best tech that came into our house this Christmas was tech for the kids, Michaela. As you know, I've got small kids. They're 7, 6 and 5. They've gone gadget mad in the last couple of months, and my second son put in his order for Santa Claus. He says, I want the Nintendo 3DS with Mario 3D Land. He got it. It's fantastic. Lovely little gadget. Right. We got a little Sega thing for one of our other sons as well. The two of them basically sit down and it's as quiet as a mouse all Christmas long. Not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse. It's been absolutely fantastic. So if you want silent night and silent days for Christmas, I highly recommend gadgets for kids. Now, Michaela, it's New Year, 5th of January. Have you made your resolutions? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to have to get a little bit healthier, I think, during 2012.
Right.
This is what, you know, it's one of the risks of working in the IT side of business, you know. You're sitting in front at a desk, in front of a computer. Doesn't matter how many hours a day, doesn't matter how many days a week. It's not exactly as if you're getting a lot of physical exercise. Mm. So I need to do some of that. And of course, being a little bit of a geek, I'll probably use quite a bit of technology to help me track my progress. Mm. And, well, we'll see.
Have you got apps in mind or anything like that, or technology that will help?
I've looked at a few things. I've looked at a few of these things in the past. There's a few apps out there which are pretty good for keeping track of things like how many calories you're eating, consuming per day, all this. But the problem I found with a lot of them is they're very American-centric.
Right.
So they refer to lots of foods that Americans probably eat and drink, but they don't really refer to the kind of stuff that we'd eat that much. So, you know, I mean, breakfast roll would have to go on the list of anything in Ireland because, you know, it's that thing. It's the convenience, you know.
Yeah.
On the way into work in the morning, I picked up a breakfast roll, which is really, you know, obviously really, really bad, and I shouldn't have any of those ever again. But
again, if you know what's in it, if you know what points or what calories or whatever is in it, you can allow for that. You can build that in if you record it. That's really about what a lot of these diet and exercise and health apps are about. It's about putting you in control and saying, I can treat myself because I know where I am on my budget for the month or the week.
Like if you look at some of those apps that are out there at the moment, the ones I've seen anyway, you can do things like you can search for, you know, coffee, milk, tea, burger, steak, all these kind of things. But a lot of the stuff that you spend a lot of time trying to find the equivalents for the stuff that... It's not even a case of Irish food. I'm talking about kind of European food. It's very much kind of American-based... Mm. So they'd probably have eggnog, but they wouldn't have Christmas pudding.
I'm just looking around your office here, Michaela. I'm wondering, could you fit a treadmill in here? You know the treadmill desk? Have you thought of that?
I've looked at it, but no. I mean, my office is cramped enough as it is. Adding more into it would be a bad idea.
My other resolution I want to talk about today is you're going to be a better person. You're going to be a healthier person.
No, I didn't say a better person. No, healthier person.
I'm going to be a better geek, Michele. I want to be a better techie. I want to be a better webmaster. And I'm going to enlist your help in relation to that. Christmas Eve, I think the day before Christmas Eve, I tweeted about Black Knight's help and customer support. It was actually yourself I was DMing with on Twitter, and you were helping me out to upgrade a particular website that I was working on. And I just realised it's time for me to attend to my housekeeping, if you like, in relation to online. Be a better webmaster, keep my CMS up to date, and basically tie everything in together. Because, you know, I've been a webmaster for years. I've been a Black Knight customer for years. Michele, I've got stuff all over the place and different kinds of packages. It's time to get organised, and it's something we're going to do, I think, more of this year on technology.ie, and you're going to help me out with that. I don't know if you know this yet or not, but I'm enlisting you.
I mean, it's one of these things. I mean, one of the things that we've spoken about a bit, because, you know, the two of us have lunch together before coming in to do this recording, was, you know, maybe trying to set aside a little section each time to talk about something simple. Like, for example, maybe getting your business listed on Google Maps. Mm. So, okay, in the case of our business, it doesn't really help us. But if you were a restaurant or a bar or something like that, you know, somebody doing a search for bars in name of town, you want your bar or your restaurant or whatever to come up top in those listings. And Google these days is giving a huge weight to those businesses that have actually got themselves listed in Google Maps. But, you know, people don't seem to know about it.
And location is a big thing now. We're all using mobile devices, we're using iPads, things like that. These know where you are. We're going to actually do more of that. We're going to have practical information for people to get the most out of the internet. I think it's an area that you and Black Knight have a particular expertise, Michele. And since we've come back from lunch, we've spent about an hour. You've been showing me Google Analytics, you've been showing me webmaster tools, you've been showing me Open Graph data, we've been talking about maps, we've been talking about other things like that as well. So we're going to focus more on that, and I think I'll have a lot more practical information in the programme this year. Now, one of the things, I just mentioned two stories there at the start that we talked about. We've touched on both of these, I think, before Christmas. The first of those was SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act. There was a big push to try and put it through before Christmas, and it hasn't passed, or I don't think it has passed the House of Representatives in the United States. The other thing that has happened has been that there has been, I think, an increasing consensus among online and technological businesses and companies in opposition to it for good technical reasons. And you've stated your position in relation to that as well, very clearly on the blog at blackknight.com.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with SOPA is, for people like myself who, you know, track this stuff very, very closely and keep an eye on it, SOPA, what it meant, what it potentially meant, and who was backing it and everything else, was no big surprise. I mean, we all knew about it. But then in the run-up to Christmas, I think a couple of the more prominent blogs and bloggers talked a bit more about it, and they focused very heavily on the companies that were actually backing SOPA.
And that was interesting, because most internet companies were against it, but a couple were, well, one in particular was in favour, and kind of surprisingly in favour of it.
Yeah, I mean, let's call a spade, the company we're talking about, of course, is GoDaddy. I mean, just actually for laughs and giggles.
Yeah, you've got GoDaddy's Christmas card there.
I've got a GoDaddy Christmas card here, which we're now going to open. Now, we won't keep playing that, because that might be a copyright infringement.
It might be, I was just saying, yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, you know, GoDaddy had come out in support of SOPA, which isn't inconsistent with all the stuff that they've been doing in the past, because they've been very, very strong advocates, and they've been very vocal about protecting intellectual property rights online.
Which we've discussed before, and we agree that is a good thing.
Oh, no, totally. Yeah. The problem, of course, is, and this is something where, you know, GoDaddy did do an about turn on us, is that for a lot of people, while the spirit of of SOPA is something that, you know, you couldn't really have an issue with, how the legislation was being drafted, the powers it was giving people, the kind of gaps, the kind of vague wording, the ambiguities, stuff being left far too open, meant that for a lot of us in industry, it's like, okay, this is just too much.
There were specific concerns as well, because you've talked to me about in the past about the importance of things like DNSSEC for security and that, and SOPA in particular breaks that, doesn't it?
Well, this is it. I mean, there's a load of things. Like, once you start tampering with how an end user's computer gets the content from the internet, once you start tinkering with that, start putting filters in the way or other things like that, then proxies, all these things, you can basically break a lot of the security that people are putting in there. I mean, we mentioned when we were talking about the Amazon Kindle Fire a couple of months ago. One of the security issues there is that it proxies everything, including SSL.
Yeah.
Which gives you faster, in inverted commas, internet connection, which doesn't really. All it's doing is you're offloading the load. Yes, I mean, the problem with the SOPA thing is, it, you know, ultimately, you're removing the possibility of somebody actually having their day in court, I suppose, is the way to look at it.
Yeah.
And the problem with a lot of these things is that there's still this terrible commingling and confusion between serious crime and civil issues, let's just say.
The interesting thing about what GoDaddy did was that not only did they support it, but they supported it vigorously. And in fact, while other people might have had their doubts in relation to SOPA, they were saying, no, this is the way to do it, and this is the only way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing is this, you know, I've seen a lot of the criticism that's been levelled against them. And to be perfectly frank, I think it's a bit unfair.
Yeah.
You know,
what happened was then was a boycott was proposed and people said, we'll transfer domains.
But the problem is that where did that boycott come from? A lot of it came from a competing registrar. Right. And I think that's a bit, you know, that's not nice.
There's a conflict of interest.
There's a huge conflict of interest.
And as a competing registrar yourself, you're pointing that out, really.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's like, you're talking about GoDaddy is the largest registrar and hosting company on the face of the planet. They've got over 50 million domain names registered. Competing against them, fine. You know, of course you're going to compete against them. But do you really want to take on a company like that head on and just do that kind of comparative type thing? If the only thing you're selling as your service is, we're not Company X. Mm. What's that say about your own company? What's that say about your own services? No, there's a lot of things that happened there involving another registrar, and I just thought to myself, that's not the way to do it.
But at the same time, it seems to have had some. No, it doesn't seem to have hurt them in any way. But they have climbed down on it. GoDaddy.
Oh yeah, they did. I mean, GoDaddy is now a publicly trading company. Yeah. Well, semi-publicly trading, I suppose, in some ways. You know, they brought in external investors there, and that deal closed just before Christmas. And the new CEO of GoDaddy publicly stated, "Well, you know, okay, we've heard from the public, from the internet community, that you don't want this legislation. That us supporting this legislation you see is bad. So obviously we're not going to support it any further. We're actually going to oppose it." And you know, talking to some of the other people who were involved with that, they're all saying, you know, they were hoping for some legislation that would get the balance right.
Yeah.
And ultimately it didn't. And, you know, there was this big, you know, let's leave GoDaddy on the 29th of December. But the thing that kind of got me, and which I found amusing, frustrating and everything else, was there was a lot of technology bloggers blogging about this entire thing and going on about how many thousand domain names GoDaddy had lost, when all they were actually referring to was dailychanges.com. Now, if you look at dailychanges.com, I'll bring it up here in a browser, Colin, as you're sitting beside me. Dailychanges.com tracks name servers. So what it does is you can look and you can see the movement of domain names onto and from
registrars.
Name servers. Right. That's all. Name servers. It doesn't tell you anything about registrars.
Oh, I see.
So, for example, if I look at cedoparking.com, as a silly example, cedoparking is the default name servers used by Cedo. Now, they do domain parking, they do aftermarket and various other things. So, if you look here, cedoparking, blah, 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 there's 1.3 million .coms on there. So, new domains, there's 900 new domains. There's 2,300 odd additions, 2,100-odd subtractions. Mm. Are these new registrations? Not necessarily. Are those domains deleted? Not necessarily. Somebody could be moving them from one set of name servers to another. It doesn't really mean anything.
It doesn't say anything about who they're registered with?
No, not at all. All it says is where they're hosted.
Okay.
As in which name servers. So if you look here...
So even people that were claiming that there was this huge flight from GoDaddy was meaningless.
Rubbish. Absolute rubbish. Because as Andrew from Domain Name Wire pointed out, he did a bit of analysis on it.
Yeah.
And like, for example, one domain investor moved, I think it was like 2,000 or 3,000 domain names from GoDaddy's name servers, which is domaincontrol.com, over to one of the big parking companies. It might have been Cedo, it might have been Fastpark, I honestly can't remember, it doesn't really matter. So the domains were still registered through GoDaddy, just the name service changed. So it'd be like, for example, if you look at some of these things, you could see, you know, blacknightsolutions.com name servers are losing X hundreds of domains every month. They're our old name servers. We're moving everything onto blacknight.com. It doesn't mean anything.
Hmm.
All we're doing is just changing the name service. So, you know, I just thought, you know, a lot of the reporting on it wasn't very accurate at all, which is a pity.
It's like anything else. The headlines, something might make a good headline, doesn't necessarily mean that it's true. Another story we talked about before Christmas, and I hadn't quite expected this report from the Irish Data Protection Commissioner to come in quite so soon, in fact. But we did talk about Facebook. They were investigated by the Federal Trade Commission in the United States in relation to privacy. We discussed that before Christmas on one of the shows, and we also talked about the fact that there were a number of privacy investigations going on by data protection commissioners and the like in Europe. And the Irish Data Protection Commissioner reported there, I think, on the 23rd of December, got a lot of attention in relation to that report. What did you make of it?
I didn't read all of it, admittedly. Mm. I think it was about 150 pages long or something, including all the appendices. I did have a scan through it, and I think the key takeaway here is that they're not done with them yet.
Mm.
It's something that they're going to have to come back to them. You know, Facebook have several issues that they need to address. So there's a number of things in the report where the data privacy guys have gone, right, you know, this particular thing you're doing here with user data, either you need to A, stop doing certain things, B, be more transparent about what you're doing, or C, you know, tweak it or change it or whatever.
And they're going to review it again in July, I think.
There's a couple of bits which I think have to be reviewed at various points over the next 12 months. But I'd say a lot of the bite of it has been taken out of it due to the FTC thing. Because prior to that, no government body had any real oversight of Facebook's activities. Post the FTC thing, there's going to be something, I think it's the next 10 years or whatever.
Something like that.
So I think the data guys are probably going, well, data privacy guys are going, well, okay, somebody's going to be watching over them. So Zuckerberg can't go completely nuts.
Yeah.
Well, he might try to, but still.
It'll be interesting to see. And we're going to ask people to let us know what you think as well in relation to Facebook and privacy, in relation also to your thoughts on webmaster tools, being a better webmaster, keeping your CMS up to date, things like Open Graph, things like getting the most out of Google Maps. Let us know. Leave a comment on the site at technology.ie. We love to hear them. We reply to them all. And it is really, really very, very, very useful to us as well. A couple of things briefly I'm going to talk to you. First, I want to talk to you about the Black Knight January sale at the moment. You've got something to beat the January blues, as you say yourself, and some great offers between now and the end of this month.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, it's one of those things that we've been doing quite a bit of over the last couple of years. And I suppose with the economic downturn, there's been a lot of people have shifted their focus away from what we're selling to how much we're charging people for it, which is understandable. So what we've done is we took a good hard look at domain names and the various hosting packages that we offer and said, right, well, okay, on the domain name side, we're going to give a pretty good discount on domains being transferred into us. In other words, if you have a domain name already registered with another registrar and you want to move it to the only ICANN accredited registrar in Ireland, then, you know, these are the discounts that are available to you. But of course, a lot of people won't have a domain name, or maybe they want to get a new domain name or another domain name or whatever. So we've we've got a few discounts there on .me, on .tel, and, well, .ie as well.
Yeah. And also discounts on hosting as well.
Yeah, well, what we did there is we took the Medius and Maximus hosting plans, which are like our mid-level and top-level shared hosting plans, which are available for Windows and Linux. And we said, right, using the special coupon code 2012 sale, as in 2012 sale, no spaces or anything, you can get a 40% discount off a Medius or Maximus hosting plan. Which is fairly decent to us. Yeah. I think that's quite generous.
And a third off on some other plans as well.
Yeah, what we've done there is we've looked at some of the Microsoft-based solutions we offer. So Hosted Exchange Lite, which is a business email hosting solution. Mm. BlackBerry Enterprise, which is an add-on for Hosted Exchange. And then SharePoint Services. I mean, these are all using Microsoft technologies, which is kind of funny because, you know, when we first started out, we were all Linux and Linux only. But we now do a lot of stuff using Windows and Microsoft and other technologies because, you know, some of the products and services are very, very hard to beat.
It's something I think we're going to get into. We've been discussing here this afternoon the various things we're going to talk about this year on the podcast. We're going to have more podcasts, I think shorter and more frequent.
Yes.
We're going to talk about a lot of things such as open source, as you alluded to there, and I suppose the value of it, and the value of proprietary technologies as well, and you know,
well,
platforms and architectures.
Well, this is it. I mean, one of the things that I think, you know, people do look at is the cost of being in business, you know, setting up your office, equipping your office, making sure that you've got the right licensing, so you don't end up in a world of pain. Because if you get caught by the BSA for not having proper licensing, I mean, the fines are huge. We're talking tens of thousands of euro for simply not paying the right license fee. And that's just silly. It's a waste of money. I mean, there's much better things to be spending money on.
Absolutely.
Like buying hosting or domains from us, of course.
Absolutely. Well, you can find out more about it on the website at blacknight.com. Black Knight's January sale in full swing.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
You were on your holidays. You were in DC, you were in Paris as well. How did that go?
It was good because let's try and keep this relevant. I mean, the museum in DC, absolutely amazing.
Mm.
All about the media, the history of the media, how the media has evolved, freedom of speech and everything else. Absolutely fantastic thing. Mm. There's also the Holocaust Museum in DC. And, you know, fantastic use of technology in how the place is laid out and, you know, very, very moving. And it's the kind of place you come out of it and you'd want a good strong whiskey afterwards. So it was kind of a little bit of a break. But, of course, Washington, D.C. is also home to some of the biggest and most important technology companies in the internet industry. So while I was there, I was dropped by the offices of VeriSign. They're the people who run .com and .net. Mm. I also dropped in on Neustar, who run .biz, which is, of course, you know, the domain extension for business.
Indeed.
And then I also dropped in on PIR, who run .org, which is, you know, completely different, the other end of the scale completely. Because all three of them have offices in the same area just outside DC. So my last day in Washington was spent on a busman's holiday.
Very good.
Going from domain registry to domain registry and having cups of coffee along the way.
Excellent. Well, listen, it's great to be back. Great to see you again, Michele. And thanks for the lovely coffee and lunch we've had here at Black Knight today. We are going to put more on the site. We're going to be more proactive. And it's one of our New Year resolutions, I think, for 2012. We're going to blog more. We're going to podcast shorter and more frequently on the site as well. And we look forward to hearing people's feedback as well. But that's it. Until next week, from me, Conor Muinichon.
And me, Michele.
Talk to you again. Bye-bye. Slán. That's it. Goodbye. Brilliant.